From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces continued their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in artillery bombardment in eastern districts of Aleppo, and 50 civilians have died in rebel bombardments in western Aleppo in the past 2 weeks. At the United Nations Saturday, Russia vetoed the draft UN Security Council resolution demanding an end to the bombing of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Russia has used its veto to block UN action aimed at stopping the bloodshed. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeast Turkey. Another 26 people, 10 soldiers and 16 civilians, were wounded. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim blamed the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the suicide attack. The Turkish government launched a military operation in response. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. The demonstrations originated in the Oromia region in late 2015. This is VOA News. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. The review follows an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 people at a funeral in Sana'a and wounded at least 500. U.S. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price said U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. He noted that U.S. support for the Saudi-led operation in Yemen has already been significantly reduced. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton will face each other in their second U.S. presidential debate late Sunday. Meanwhile, Trump is ignoring calls from key Republicans to drop out of the race. A 2005 tape recording released last week has him making lewd comments about women and boasting how he groped them. Trump apologized for the remarks. He said the controversy is nothing more than a distraction, although national political surveys had shown him his support slumping even before the tape was released. An opinion poll conducted after the disclosure by Politico and Morning Consult showed about 70% of Democrats, but only 12% of Republicans, think Trump should quit the race. The storm formerly known as Hurricane Matthew has lost its hurricane status. Matthew has weakened to a post-tropical cyclone. It is nearing the end of a week-long march through the Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast. It killed nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. A Palestinian opened fire from a car in Jerusalem Sunday, killing a woman pedestrian and a police officer. The assailant was shot and killed by police. Medical officials say 6 people were wounded in the attack. Police identified the assailant as a 39-year-old Palestinian from the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Silwan. With the long-awaited military assault on Mosul possibly just days away, U.S. officials are scrambling to resolve disputes between allies in the coalition. At one point, the assault had appeared imminent, but simmering disagreements between coalition allies appear to be worsening, especially over how the greater Mosul region of Nineveh will be governed after liberation and who should be involved in the fight to eject the Islamic State group. For more information on these and other news stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.